It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm very inspired when Nick Foles talks.
Yeah.
He just has a kind of a very folksy, everyday man, positivity.
Yeah. Right.
He gets to the point after a while, but he there's so much stuff that goes in between where...
You're inspired.
He inspires me.
Great.
He does.
It's great.
He inspired me to get a life...
Yeah, I was going to say to do what? Yeah, inspires you to get a tattoo on your back. Great.
No, but seriously, like, I hear him, and it's like, we're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him, but hopefully he takes that elsewhere, and it works with his new team. So I'll be rooting for him as long as it's not in the division.
Yeah.
With the Giants or the Redskins. Hey, so Ben just said that's – is that really your lasting memory, Ben? You typed that up
on
the thing.
Yeah, I have the things that I, like, kind of, you know, I'll cry about because I'm, like, happy, or, like, I'll watch YouTube videos. But when Nick said that, it really kind of drove it home for me because I'm sure I'm not the only one like this. When we talk about sports, it's like, well, you know, it's just a game and everything. But I'll tell you what. There are a lot of things that I encountered in my life, over my life, and especially in the past year, that I'm not sure I would have been able to tackle had they not won the Super Bowl. I could wake up every morning, watch those highlights, listen to some of the music, Dreams and Nightmares, the song they opened the game with. And I think to myself, the Eagles won the Super Bowl when they had no business winning it, when they had never won it before. I mean, if they could do it with all they had lost and as bad as it looked, maybe I really can do anything. And I know it sounds cliche. I know it sounds like a kind of stupid, made-up thing. But, like, I got to be honest, man. If they could win a Super Bowl after losing Carson Wentz and all of those guys and do it in the fashion they did, and they can come back that many times, I mean, man, anything's possible. Like, legitimately.
So what were you inspired to do? Like, just start trying to run a marathon or...
I don't know, man. Like, they were just, like...
UFC?
Their projects have taken on, you know, dates I went on, whatever it was. Like, anything in life now, I look at it and I go, like, seriously, if I was in that game, I probably would have wilted about 19 times. And I just watched the way they went about it, how they got down in that game. I had quit on them. I think a lot of people thought that the game was over when the Patriots went up, and they never quit. In fact, if you watch the mic'd up audio, they knew they were going to win. They knew they were going to force that fumble. I just went, man, if I have that kind of confidence, I can do anything. And that's my lasting impression of the Super Bowl. That's what's going to stick with me, even after they lose the title as champions after Sunday.
The lasting memory on Twitter, at MarkSreeseWIP. Check this out. Last play in what seemed the last hours, the ball being in the air, the ball bouncing up, hitting the turf. How long it took to hear that the game was actually over. That from Rob. That was the thing with me. People were still celebrating, and I was saying, no, hang on. Like, are there flags down? Is that really incomplete? Is there a replay coming? Is there somehow a second left on the clock? I was delayed. People were outside screaming and yelling, and I still didn't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a great night for everybody.
Lasting memory, Zach Frayne says, my stomach was in all kinds of knots, and it was not feeling real when it was over. Philly Eagles, 267, getting hugs from strangers the night after we won and everyone honking their horns. Happiest day of my life. That love fest went on, like, for weeks.
Yep.
Everybody was happy for weeks. There's a video of the Fillmore right there. Confetti dropping, the Eagles holding the trophy. Still can't believe it actually happened. 888-729-9494. Lasting memory, Jim in Northeast Philly. What was it? About a year ago. Last show we're doing with the Eagles is defending champions. What's your memory, Jim?
Well, you know, I think one of the great parts about growing up in a great sports town is that sports is one of the glues that bonds together tight-knit families. I mean, I have memories of walking down the Stanley Cup parade in the 70s after my mom took me out to play hooky from kindergarten, you know, all those types of memories. My mom passed away in 2011. My dad, last year in the pouring rain, made it up the steps to his grandson's house from his assisted living with his walker to sit and watch his one and only Super Bowl. And the look of joy on his face to watch his grandchildren and his kids celebrating in joy the Super Bowl victory. Those are memories that last and really bring families together. And I think it's a real blessing that we have growing up and being fans in a city like Philadelphia.
It's special. You're right. It goes for it's a family thing, right? I think that's what I learned more than anything, Ike, was how much this team meant to not the fans right now, but to their families, to their grandfathers. When the Phillies won their World Series in 2008, I thought about my grandfather that used to talk about, I never thought I was going to see a World Series till 1980. 1980, and it was that many years later. I didn't know if I was ever going to see a World Series as an adult. You know, you really don't know. Let's go to Tony in Turnersville, New Jersey. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys, what's happening, man? I love your show. First time, long time.
Thank you.
Go Bird.
That's a good laugh.
I have a memory that I want to share from last year, you know, 2018. And you guys, I think you guys are going to get a kick out of this simply because of one thing. My son was born in the year 2000. And every year from 01 to, I guess, 07, Ike, you were a part of this. You guys were in the NFC Championship or somewhere around it. And we always had an Eagles party, if you will. And in 2018, my son enlisted in the Marine Corps. It's choking me up a little bit, so stay with me, guys.
No, go ahead.
Anyway, my son enlisted into the Marine Corps, and, you know, February 4th, 2018, we celebrated that Super Bowl victory together. All of us, my extended family, my nephews, we just had a tremendous party, and it was a wonderful day. And the fact of the matter is, we went to the parade the following week, and my son wore my jersey. And I'm one of those guys that you guys might call a violation. I have a B-Dog jersey, number 20. It was a gift to me. I didn't order it myself. But my B-Dog jersey happens to have the last name of Leon on it. So I'm giving it out there. I don't care. But my son wore it. And we celebrated that day. And I got to tell you, man, he gets to graduate and be back into the normal realm of America. But he will be a Marine on the 22nd. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to him.
That's awesome.
And, dude, these birds, I live and I die with them. And you know what? Do what you will. Do what you want to do. Bring them back. Don't bring them back. Make the moves you want to move. Just win and make, as an Eagle fan and a Philly fan, just make us happy. And I'm just going to shut up and listen to you guys.
All right, Tony.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Appreciate it. Yeah. He's
appreciate it, Tony.
Emotion. That's what that brought out, everybody, emotion. I have Sean Duffy tweeting a picture. They're at the game of three, or maybe that's the NFC East game. Anyway, three generations, the son and the father, and his father. Mike the Process says that I was using the bathroom when Brandon Graham made the strip sack. I sprinted out. I missed the biggest moment in Eagles history. 888-729-9494. Lasting memories of the Super Bowl. Ike, this is officially where we can't talk about it again with the Eagles being defending Super Bowl champs. You know that we'll
continue to talk about it again.
Ben will have this idea again.
This really won't be the last time we talk about it.
Only with the Eagles as defending champs.
Right.
Well, you know, August 4th is the 18-month anniversary.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we know. It's like the AI step over 2001. We'll talk about that forever. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Coming up, your last chance. We go commercial free for almost 1 hour, and your last chance to get in. I want to hear more memories. This is awesome. It's bringing back all the great memories from that day. 888-729-9494. We're back right after this live from Chickies.
Because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say? To all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done. My man Jay Ajayi just said, fuck you.
All right, we're back from Chickies in South Philly. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. I didn't remember that, what he said. So he said, you know what I got to say? Just like Jay Ajayi said.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that.
Oh, yep. Yeah, that's where, well, because we normally cut that part out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm just so used to hearing everything else. All right, we're. Right. That. Exactly. 888-729-9494. It's a Football Friday live from Chickies in South Philly. It's also a big game Friday. Super Bowl on Sunday, and Ike, I will. I'm picking the Rams to win. I flopped since the beginning of the week. Too many people are on the Patriots. Too many people are on the Patriots. You know what that means. I do believe that it's going to be within 3 points. So at the very least, I'm betting. I'm going to pick the Rams to win, but I'm also going to bet. I'm going to take the points. I think the Patriots may win by a point. But I love 2.5 points, plus 2.5, bang.
Now, you started this show by talking about rooting for the Patriots and how you're rooting for Tom Brady's greatness and the Patriots' greatness. But you're picking the Rams to win?
Yeah. I could do both, right? I could say
you're right. That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on both sides of the fence. That's you.
What I'm doing is I'm giving as many people look to me to help supplement their income as a handicapper. I'm giving the official pick. I will be rooting for Tom Brady based on his greatness, and I want to see him win another Super Bowl. So people like you and other people like you,
okay,
will have to finally give it up and be like, you know what? Maybe he's not just a cheater that got lucky. And he really is among the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, in all sports. Thank you.
Well, he'll never be the greatest of all time in all sports.
No, honest to God, well,
he'll never be that.
That's for debate. But what I'm saying is that I want to see Brady, anytime he gets back, I want to see him win again. Because I'm watching something with my own eyes, really, before I wasn't young and I won't be too old, that I'll be able to say, like, I remember watching that. I remember watching Tom Brady from the beginning until the end and really remembering at 41 how dominant he was. They make the Super Bowl, I'm rooting for him, at least this year. I can change in other years. Yeah, I hope he wins another one.
But you picked the Rams.
That's in a prediction. You can see the day, like you, for instance.
Right.
You always pick the Eagles, but you know whether or not you think the Eagles are really going to win. You just pick them. Right? There's been one game in 3 years where you didn't pick them to win. That was the Saints, and you were...
Yeah.
Well, you didn't think they're going to win every week. You have code words when I know that really what you're doing is you're saying, yeah, I don't like them in this
game. But
that's
the Eagles. That's my team.
Okay.
Well, anybody understands that. The Patriots aren't your team, and neither are the Rams.
Ben, can you see what I'm doing here to where I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence? I'm picking the Rams officially with the game. What I'm saying is I'm not rooting against Tom Brady.
Well, so here's what I understand.
You said you're rooting for Tom Brady.
No,
exactly.
Here's what I understand what John is saying. John thinks the Rams are going to win the game. However, he wants Brady to win, and I think it's for this reason. I think the point you're making is that you are witnessing greatness, and you root for greatness because you want to see something special. You appreciate that it is special, the same way we want to see a buzzer beater, the same way we want to see an incredible game.
Exactly.
You're like, I want to see a guy that won 6 Super Bowls. I want to say I was alive for that. That's going to end up meaning more to me in my grand scheme of things, telling my grandkids than, oh, I saw Brady lose a game.
At 41. At 41, he wins another Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. 888-729-9494.
Hey, tell yourself what you got to tell yourself to make yourself feel better.
I don't feel good as it is. What do you mean feel better? None of these things are helping me.
I'm just saying that you're...
I don't have an ice scraper. We got like 3 inches of snow. It wasn't even in the forecast. What is going on?
Just saying, how do you even feel good rooting for the Patriots? Like, no one...
I'm very much at peace.
Unless you're from Boston, why would you be rooting for the Patriots? Why?
Because I've come around on Tom Brady. I have said,
come
you know
around.
What? Yeah, I've went from being, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him, I hope he always loses, I'm always rooting against him, to look at what he's done at age 41, where he took yet another team that doesn't really have the talent to be there, and based on Tom Brady, they're back in the Super Bowl. And Bill Belichick. All right, I'll give Bill Belichick a lot of credit, too. But based on Tom Brady, this is unprecedented at 41 that he's doing it. And that's why I'm rooting for him. I want to see him win in 1-41. I just think it'll be amazing. As opposed to what, the Rams?
It wouldn't be amazing.
But see, here's the thing. Why do I want to see the Rams win a Super Bowl? Why do I want the Rams to be in the same club as the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
Because they're playing the Patriots.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not a team that I can be like, you know what, it was Kansas City. And I know they're in the same thing. I was rooting for Kansas City because I wanted to see Andy win. Mm-hmm. I don't have a rooting interest against the Rams. I don't want the Rams to win. I like the Rams. I don't like McVay. I don't like Jared Goff.
I know. You like the Patriots.
I don't. But what I'm saying is that it's easy for me to say, you know what, I'm rooting for Tom Brady and the Patriots to win because I don't like the Rams. What are we talking about here? Like, all of a sudden, you're a big Rams fan.
No. No.
No, you're an anti-Patriot.
Not at all. Exactly. I'm an anti-Patriot fan.
And I think, I think most people agree with you.
Yes.
All right, lasting memories of the Super Bowl last year. Lynn in Ardmore. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, guys. How are you? Let me take you off Bluetooth. How's everything?
All right. How are you?
What's up,
so,
man?
So I'm great. Thank you. So I was actually judging a national cheerleading competition in Memphis last year during the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And we, because of the blue laws and the way that the competition started, we didn't actually finish until halftime. So we all rushed to the bar, important, of course, to make sure that we got there for, you know, Justin Timberlake and my friends from all over the country, Patriots fans, Panthers fans, were all rooting for the Eagles. It was awesome. And I will never forget watching Tom Brady throw that Hail Mary, standing at the waiter's bar, and all my friends standing behind me, holding my shoulders, holding hands, like praying. And when they said the ball was dropped, fell to my knees and cried. And had all my friends sing the Eagles fight song with me. And it was second best thing to being at home with friends and family. It was amazing, and I'll never forget it.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend,
right.
And happy anniversary to Super Bowl.
All
you
right.
You too, Lynn.
You too.
Bye.
Anniversary is Monday.
Yeah. This is the last Marks and Reese show we get to enjoy it, though. Because when we come in here on Monday, it's going to be the Patriots or the Rams, unfortunately. No, I mean, seriously, what is interesting about the Rams winning a Super Bowl, Ike?
Nothing.
You know what?
Yeah, the Patriots.
You're going to hear about McVay. Oh, my God, he's only 33. He's so great. Oh, and you think I want to deal with that for the next year? Right? And everybody's going to
I want to hear about Tom Brady again all off season.
No, but you won't. You won't hear about him.
Yeah,
you know
why? Yeah, you will. What makes you think Tom Brady winning 6 Super Bowls is just going to be swept under the rug and nobody's going to talk about it the rest of the year?
No, but here's the thing. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing it is every year.
Exactly.
You get these guys that make up an opinion about how he's not good anymore because they have to play the other side, and then
no,
they look like idiots
no,
by
no,
the end of the
no,
year. It's
no,
what everybody does.
No. The immediate offseason is kissing Brady's ass all offseason.
No, everybody.
That's the immediate offseason.
Here's what happens. Everybody says what I said on Thursday, which is he becomes the all-time best athlete of 4 major sports.
They start to push that.
Right. Skip was doing it today.
Nobody wants to hear that. What? Because we actually know he's not. Like, we know that he's not. Right?
How do you know that?
That's our feeling, is that nobody feels that Tom Brady is the greatest athlete of all time. Like, nobody. Except Patriot fans.
Well, it doesn't mean he's not. It just means you don't think he is.
Well, this is all based on someone's subjective opinion.
Right, but no.
Like, there is no concrete list out there.
But I'm saying it's not objective. It's just saying that because everybody hates Tom Brady.
No, it's not.
Thing to
no,
say.
That's your way of trying to spin it.
Exactly.
That's your way of trying to spin it. So what? So
exactly.
Like, you can only have the only criticism you can have of Brady is if you hate him. So nobody can offer up any honest criticism of Brady without being a Brady. What do you mean, how could you?
How could you? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you can't at least acknowledge that he's in the same conversation and very close to Michael Jordan, then you're not being fair.
See, dude, like, how many times are you, like, moving your argument?
What?
What do you mean in the same conversation? You said the greatest.
You said
he would be the greatest. Yeah, you didn't say anything about recognizing him as one of the greatest or in the conversation. You said the greatest. That's what you said.
Are you finished? So can I explain?
Okay.
You said that there's no way he's in the conversation. So what I was responding to was, I can't take people seriously that won't even admit he's in the conversation. If you want to say, no, Jordan's better because he's 6-0 and everything else, there's a conversation to be had. But if you're going to say, nah, Joe Montana's better because he never lost in a Super Bowl, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you what I don't want to do.
What?
Is sit up praising Tom Brady all day. That's what I don't want to do. They do that enough up in New England.
Let's move on to memories of the Super Bowl. Dre in South
Philly. You sure you want to get a Brady tattoo on your back?
You're the one that keeps trying to fight with me about this. I'm trying to remember the lasting memories of the Super Bowl, Ike.
I'm trying to fight with you.
Let's go to Dre in South Philly. Hi, Dre.
Yo. Hey, man, it sounds like you confused, man. How you going to root for a cheater? How you rooting for a cheer, man.
Easy.
No, man, he's a cheer. And, you know what I mean? I bleed green. Now, listen to this, yo, hey. I got two questions to ask you, man.
Bleed green.
Two questions. Why we ain't giving the running backs no praise? Corey Kmetz caught a touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about with the highlights. Did we play Corey's touchdown? Did
we play right now?
No, all y'all playing is Arshon.
That's Ben.
Nick Foles.
That's Ben, right?
All right, hold on.
Hold on, let's hear it.
Man, you got to. Yeah, man.
Yo, come on, Dre. Can't talk over Mike and Merrill. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, man. You got to get a running back and touchdown, too. But let me ask you something. Biz, though, that you came up in an Eagles organization and they won the Super Bowl. Did you feel some type of way that you didn't win one with them when you had the chance to?
Oh yeah,
I know you did. And I wish you could, man. I really do, man. I love listening to y'all on the radio show, man. Even though you grind me up sometimes, but I know you do, man. I wish we could bring you back. As a replacement or something, right? And when we're winning
listen, Dre, they could have put me in a uniform. I don't need to go hit anybody.
All right, so Ike,
damn sure don't want to be hit.
If there is a work stoppage, would you come in as a replacement?
No, it's over.
Oh, all right.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. I didn't text or speak to one teammate that didn't feel a certain way about them winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, y'all did.
It doesn't mean we weren't happy for them.
Yeah.
It just makes you look at ourselves and say we blew our own chances.
Yeah. I'm sure it did.
No reason to hate on the team that did it. Just makes you regret the opportunities that you blew. That's all. As a team.
Lasting Super Bowl impression, Ike. How about Tom Brady dropping his chance to get a reception? And looking about as unathletic as anybody in football.
TB12.
Yeah, Brandon. So Dr. Jan puts us up there, but Brandon after the game. The emotion, obviously it's emotional for a lot of people, but the connection with the fans and with Brandon, he went through a lot here. He's had a lot of twists and turns to where what he did in that game to win the game, to make the biggest play, was emotional for him. I remember watching it just being like, damn, man, he did it. Uh-huh. Of all the players to do it, I was happiest that Brandon did it.
Yeah, I was just happy he did it.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's go to Keith in West Philly. Hi, Keith.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
What up, Keith?
All right, lasting Eagles memory. I was at Capelli's Cigar Bar down on 13th, and I was podcasting from there. First time doing it. I was Facebook Live podcasting. Really good time. People around me. Good smoke. Good drink. The final play
smoke?
Was called. This guy literally cried on my shoulder.
Oh, cigar spot.
But that was the same night that the guy climbed on the awning, and he subsequently died from his injuries down in Center City.
Did he really?
That dude died?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You heard about him?
I remember it, but I didn't know he died. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he died some days later.
What?
Wow. But that was an awesome night. And because, you know, of course our birds aren't in it, but I was going to go down there and still podcast and see if I can get the same kind of feeling back.
Oh, you're going down to the game. You're going down there.
No. Capelli's.
Oh, okay. You're right. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
All right, Keith. Appreciate it.
I don't think you're going to get the same type of feel this year.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Probably not. Probably be a little bit less excited.
What that guy put out, by the way. I was there when that awning collapsed. Nobody died.
Nobody said in the days afterwards.
No. I don't think that happened. Nobody died from the parade that I know of. I mean, I looked it up. I was there. I mean, the scene cleared in about 30 seconds. Like, I don't think that's true.
You don't remember a piece of glass being in the guy's neck?
No. What I remember, and I mean, I could be wrong with this. There could be something that didn't get reported in the news. But what I remember is I was walking right by there, and there was an enormous crash, like a crazy crash. And the awning came down, and then people were running around parading with pieces of it, and they all scattered around. There was no, like, ambulance activity or somebody. I was there 15 seconds after it happened, so I don't think that's true.
All right. So they didn't die.
No.
How about this
one? It was a very tame parade. I don't think I don't think people really got in that much trouble. The cops were pretty lax, and the people were pretty lax.
Well, I thought it was that night.
Well, you know.
Not the parade.
No. Both. I'm saying that, like, that night, when I say it's tame, I'm not saying that there wasn't a lot of looting and property damage and all that. But that being said, there weren't like, it wasn't like people
were
getting,
bad at all.
You know, people weren't getting towed off in cop cars. There weren't people being sent to the hospital. Like, it was pretty tame by Philly standards. You know, yeah, everything was broken, but.
No, I agree. We've seen a lot worse in other cities. For the most part, everybody was on their best behavior. How about this? And I lost who sent it, but tweeted the lasting memory. Tom Brady, and this is such a great snapshot from the game we don't talk about. Tom Brady, after the strip sack, sitting on his butt, kind of with his arms like this, mm-hmm. like down, knowing that that might have been the game right there. Just dejected, sitting down on the field when the Eagles are celebrating. It's a great snapshot of it. Dan in Quakertown. Dan, what do you got, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Got it.
What up, Dan?
How you doing? For me, I guess the most memorable thing for last year is this. Sorry if I get a little emotional, but the day before the Super Bowl last year, my younger brother passed away. And so just watching the game, that Super Bowl for me, this really means a lot just to me and my family, just because, I don't know, I just felt like he was just watching down from up above and just gave us that little bit of extra luck that we were all hoping for that game. But, yeah, sorry, I know it's like not really short and everything. It's kind of short, but that's just, for me, that's just what last year's Super Bowl meant to me, and that's like probably the greatest memory is just that we won and that I feel like my brother was helping us from up above to get that W.
Dan, we've heard that so many times with family mm-hmm. members, brothers, friends. I have a friend who a big time Eagles friend that passed away prior to the season starting, and I know the morning of the game of the Super Bowl, the game, they went over and put his old jersey on the grave.
Oh yeah, I had neighbors. One of my neighbors, they went to take. I know they went to her father's gravesite that morning. I don't know if they put a jersey over the tombstone.
But just going there alone.
Something, yeah. They did something. I know they did something that night, the morning of the game. The morning of the game. And you know, a lot of people in this generation became Eagle fans through their grandparents or their parents who are no longer with them. Or some other loved one, other relative, an uncle, who took them to their first game because their dad wasn't around or what have you. And their uncle was a big-time sports fan. So you obviously got a lot of those type of relationships out there. And because it's been so long, you know, we're talking about 52 years, uh-huh. you know, and maybe even longer when you just look at the championships in general. Was it 1960?
Yep.
The last time? So that's a long time. That's a long time. And so it's been a lot of heartache around here. And last year, you know, at least for those that were still here, you got a chance to in at least experience it. And you can say that you saw one.
We saw one.
And that's why, see, when people, I understand the whole team got to win next year and you got to go for it. I get that. But see, that's why when you start talking about the Super Bowl the way we're reminiscing about it right now, you know what? We're finally one of the lucky ones. Sure, we want to be greedy. Sure, we do. Sure, all the Wentz wagon fans want him to have Super Bowl MVP on his resume. But you know what? That's a Carson Wentz issue. It's not an Ike Reese issue. My team won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So I'm not going to rob myself of joy because Carson didn't win the Super Bowl. Like, this nonsense we argue over and all this other stuff, who won the Super Bowl, who didn't win it. Last year was a Super Bowl season. And it's a lot of players that will be coming back for the 10-year anniversary, 20-year anniversary, 30-year anniversary, every time that team celebrates. And everybody that was on that roster last year will be here to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be here to celebrate it.
Let's go to Tim, West Palm Beach.
Guess what? We better hope we're not still celebrating just this one 30 years from now.
Tim in West Palm, what's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I got transferred to Boston the week after the Super Bowl, and there's nothing better than going into another town and having the bragging rights of being the Super Bowl champions. I loved every minute of it. They used to take my monitor. I had the screensaver of the Philadelphia Eagles logo. They would take my monitor and put it flat on my desk. They'd unplug my computer. But you know what? I stayed right at it, man. I love my birds.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then just like you were saying, too, like, you know, I mean, I'm 61, man. I don't remember 1960 because I was only 3 years old. But, man, follow the birds all that time.
It's a long time.
And not having that win. But, man, what a great season, a great time. I'm going to hate to see Nick go, but, you know, hopefully we can get back there and win it again, guys.
Oh, thanks, for sure.
Man. Appreciate it, man. It's a good one.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.